About every 4 years, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith examines data to determine its economic impact on the region. The latest study indicates that impact has continued to grow. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
$301 million. That's the annual economic impact the University of Arkansas Fort Smith had on the greater Fort Smith region. According to a new study of 2016 fiscal data, UAFS also contributed more than 1,500 jobs and nearly $65 million in household income to the community. Letitia Setledge, Associate Dean of the College of Business, conducted the study and says the economic impact is quite sizable. A little more than half of that $301 million is attributed to money spent by UAFS, its faculty, students, and visitors. That's the direct impact. The remaining amount is attributed to multiplier effects, which occur when the spending from the direct impact supports other jobs in the economy. Setledge says the university has changed a lot over the years, and with that, its economic impact has grown.
Our students are not just students who are picking up a degree because they're here. They're actually choosing to come here from outside of the region. So that makes a difference in how we can actually soundly and genuinely consider that student spending is a part of our model, and the student spending is actually affecting the region. We have a larger base of faculty than we did in the beginning. We have a larger base of visitor spending that we're now attracting to the region because our athletics have changed. We used to be a junior college university, and now we're division, we're part of NCAA Division II. We also have the university spending more on things like construction to satisfy students who are pursuing different programs than we had in the beginning.
Capital projects undertaken by UAFS included renovations to buildings, as well as construction of the Wingate Art and Design Building and the Recreation and Wellness Center. These projects resulted in a total economic impact of $37.5 million in output. The new study indicates all of this economic activity resulted in an approximate increase of $7.6 million in state and local tax revenue. Setledge says it's important to share this information because the community is invested in the university.
And it's important that we show our return on that investment. And we are an important economic contributor to this economy. If we were to go away, we're talking about the contribution we make because we're here. But imagine if we were to disappear. Economic impact is certainly important to think about in a positive way. But if we were to disappear, if we were no longer supported, that multiplier would work in the reverse. The economy would essentially lose that amount of spending, and it would lose those multiplier impacts. And so it's important to realize and appreciate the economic development that the university plays to the region.
Another benefit of a study like this is it can demonstrate why the community should continue to support the university.
Down the road, there are likely to be changes in policy. Consumers will get to decide whether or not, one, they come here. No one would want to come to a university that's not making an impact on their region. And so I certainly think that the University of Arkansas Fort Smith is part of a community that supports its university. Part of our funding comes from a sales tax, and that sales tax will come up for debate again. And I think that it's important that we show that there's a return on the money that's generated from that.
The university's economic impact has grown steadily over the last decade. Previous studies found the annual economic impact on the region to be $169 million in 2008 and more than $220 million in 2011. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.